What just happened today, literally hours ago, I believe ends BlackRock and Coinbase's paper Bitcoin attack on Bitcoin. Let's not forget, BlackRock is squatting on $20 billion worth of Bitcoin. Now, this is what happened. This is what came out literally today. Have a look at that. BlackRock amends Coinbase custody agreements. Now, again, the big question here, guys, is if they are amending an agreement, what were they doing wrong with their original agreement? We released a video last week speculating that maybe, just maybe, BlackRock and Coinbase are suppressing the price of Bitcoin with paper Bitcoin. So we're going to be discussing what this most recent amendment means for paper Bitcoin, and we're going to be discussing why it could be related to this news announcement that happened this week. We can see by this headline that the world's largest bank, BNY Mellon, with $2 trillion of assets under management and $48.8 trillion of assets under custody, is now potentially getting the green light to custody Bitcoin. Is this related to BlackRock and Coinbase's new agreement? I think it certainly could be, okay? Maybe BlackRock has tapped a regulator on the shoulder and said, yeah, you know what? There's been a lot of rumors circulating over the past week about our agreement with Coinbase. Coinbase is openly saying they do not need to publish, you know, proof of reserves, okay? Coinbase is openly saying that their agreement with BlackRock is settling Bitcoin off-chain in what we believe is a little bit of a shady way, okay? So has BlackRock tapped the regulator on the shoulder and said, yeah, you know what? We're sick of doing business with Coinbase. They're shady. We don't know what they're doing on the exchange. We want to be doing business with a real exchange like BNY Mellon, a bank that has $48.8 trillion of assets under custody. I don't know. That's just a speculation, but we're going to be exploring all of those different rabbit holes in today's video. It could be a big one. So stay tuned until the end, because this rabbit hole is a little bit of a deep one. So what exactly has happened today? Well, we can see here that BlackRock's amendment with Coinbase custody agreement will now require 12-hour withdrawals amid debt rumors. Okay, so again, who is responsible for those debt rumors? Maybe I contributed to that, because we did a video last week that certainly, let's say, kicked the hornet's nest, so to say. You guys can see how BlackRock co-opted Coinbase to suppress Bitcoin's price. We had 13,000 people tune into that one. I got a lot of messages on Twitter saying, Luke, you're crazy. But I also got a lot of messages saying, yeah, you know what, Luke, you're making some good points. This is shady. Maybe BlackRock is agreeing that their original agreement with Coinbase is shady. I don't know, just speculating. Let's have a look at this new amendment. Maybe this new amendment is going to tell us something about this. So let's have a look. We can see, according to an SEC filing dated September 16th, so that's just this week, the amendment to Coinbase Prime Broker Agreement introduces changes aimed at improving withdrawal processes and asset management during unsettled trades. Okay, so that's what we've been talking about all week. We've been saying it's awfully coincidental that BlackRock and Coinbase is able to settle these transactions off chain. Okay, and again, let's not forget, CEO of Coinbase, Brian Armstrong, took to Twitter last week. Let me blow this up so you guys can see what I'm talking about. Clarifying that all mints and burns related to the ETFs in the firm's custody are ultimately settled on-chain. So if he had to say that on Twitter, but he couldn't provide proof, that's the big thing that worries me. He took to Twitter to defend this position, Brian Armstrong did, but he didn't provide any proof. And you guys know what Bitcoin is all about. Don't trust, verify. And why is only one of the Bitcoin ETFs actually verifying the amount of Bitcoin they have? That, of course, is Bitwise. Let's check this article out right here. We can see Bitwise is, well, they were the first. And to my knowledge, they're the only Bitcoin ETF to publish on-chain addresses for its Bitcoin ETF holdings. Here's the announcement, the official announcement from Twitter. Bitwise doing what I believe every single Bitcoin ETF issuer should do. We can see they're simply showing the Bitcoin they own. They're saying, this is the Bitcoin we own. We are being transparent. I mean, is that so much to ask for? Why is it such a radical ask to simply say, look, BlackRock, you're supposed to be sitting on $20 billion of Bitcoin. Why don't you just simply do what Bitwise is doing? Publish your Bitcoin reserves publicly. Be a little bit more transparent. It's not that hard. I don't think it is anyway. I mean, Bitwise did it pretty quickly and pretty easily. Let's not forget when this tweet is dated, January 24th, 2 weeks after the Bitcoin ETFs were launched. Bitwise rolled this out. Looked super quick, looked super easy. It's now September. The Bitcoin ETFs have been launched for well over 6 months now, and we still have not seen BlackRock publish its Bitcoin ETF holdings. Is that too much to ask for? Is it? I don't think so. Now let's get into a little bit of the buzz surrounding this BlackRock and Coinbase agreement that was circulating on Twitter this morning, because again, this is brand new breaking news. This came out literally an hour ago, not long ago. BlackRock now mandates Coinbase to deposit Bitcoin on chain within 12 hours. Great tweet here from Simply Bitcoin. You can see here, BlackRock is demanding Coinbase to show a little bit more transparency. This is where I want to talk a little bit more about this tweet from BitPain, another interesting Bitcoiner on Twitter. BNY Mellon was approved for Bitcoin custody because BlackRock wanted a custodian they could trust. They can't trust Coinbase. Coinbase's days are numbered. They have been undone by their long-term bet on Ethereum. Okay, so again, this is a tweet popped out 2 hours ago. It's making the rounds. I think this is massive. This is the angle that I think a lot of people are not considering. That's why we're doing a video on it today. Everybody sees, okay, BlackRock and Coinbase have a new agreement. So what? I think there's a deeper story here. Again, I think they're having to do this because they're responding to the pressure that's being put on them. Okay? I think it's very, very clear that something's going on. Okay? It's very difficult to know what is going on. But I tweeted out this morning, and what I said was, look, if BlackRock and Coinbase weren't doing anything suspect, why are they amending their original agreement? Cough, cough, paper Bitcoin. Paper Bitcoin, I don't know. Again, just speculating. Number one rule of Bitcoin, do not trust, always verify. Simple as that. So I do think this is massive. I do think this is interesting. Everybody's rightly talking about it. But again, I think that context needs to be included. Maybe BlackRock wants to get a little bit of trust surrounding their Bitcoin ETF. Why? Are the ETFs a honeypot? That's another speculation a lot of people have talked about. We can see here, even Bitcoin Magazine was tweeting about this new amendment this morning. Coinbase must now process BTC withdrawals to public addresses within 12 hours of receiving instruction. And again, where did all of these rumors begin? Last week, they came from this Twitter account here, Tyler Durden. Hey, yo, he's happy. Again, there are no heroes in Bitcoin. I do like this comment, though. Tyler says, I'm not the hero of any story. I'm just the one autistic Twitter user. That's a big win for you legends. I tend to agree. This guy was, one of the few people really questioning Coinbase and BlackRock recently when we had all of these rumors circulating. Nobody else wanted to touch the story. Everybody else wanted to be bullish and, bulitards and hopium dealers and say, oh, but you have to trust Coinbase. They would never be doing anything wrong. Same with BlackRock. They would never be doing anything wrong. I'm not going to lie. Tyler Durden was one of the few who said, yeah, you know what? We just want a little bit of transparency. And again, we made videos breaking down the viral tweets Tyler was publishing. More people started talking about it. And now we finally look as if we might be getting a little bit of clarity surrounding BlackRock's Bitcoin ETF. Why is this important? BlackRock is supposed to be holding nearly 2% of all the Bitcoin supply. And we know Coinbase also has about 400,000 coins on their exchange. And the reason why we thought it was so dubious for Coinbase and BlackRock to have this off-chain, very obscure agreement was because of two reasons, okay? Reason number one, coins are flowing out of Coinbase right now. They've lost about 70% of the Bitcoin on their exchange in the past 4 years. So just as they're about to run out of Bitcoin on their exchange, Coinbase came out with an announcement again last week. Look at the timing here, guys. And they said, yeah, you know what? We're going to create a version of one-to-one pegged Bitcoin on our Base chain. So Coinbase has its own blockchain. It's called Base. It's like a layer two on top of Ethereum. And now they've come out and said, yeah, you know what? We want to create a Coinbase-backed Bitcoin token, like wrapped Bitcoin, but on the Coinbase chain. And they said, trust us. You have to trust us because we've created CBBTC. If you don't believe me, here it is. Coinbase's CBBTC, wrapped Bitcoin coming to Solana. Why now? Look at the date of this article. September 21st, 2 days ago. 2 days ago, Coinbase comes out with this. Don't you think that's just a little bit interesting? Look, I always tell you guys, there are no coincidences. I really don't believe there are any coincidences. And I think if you have a look at this chart right here that I'm prepping for you guys, maybe you're going to start putting two and two together. Okay, so let me fix this. This chart's terrible. It's blurry. It looks like somebody's taken a photo of that with a potato. It's terrible. I don't know whether to blame my image or my laptop. But anyway, this chart I'm about to show you is actually showing you the number of Bitcoin stored on Coinbase. And you can see something happened in late 2020. Okay? All of a sudden, the Bitcoin on Coinbase started absolutely evaporating. They started disappearing. They were going somewhere. Nobody knows where. I do think that's pretty interesting. Okay? And if you actually run the numbers and have a look at how much Bitcoin is on Coinbase, they've probably lost about 70% of the Bitcoin that was on their exchange in the past, you know, let's call it since 2020. So all the Bitcoin is leaving their exchange. Here's a clearer chart for you guys. I apologize. That first chart I showed you was absolutely terrible. So even just since February, Coinbase's Bitcoin balance has gone from about 420,000 coins to under 260,000 coins. So, wow, they've actually got less Bitcoin than I thought they had. They've only got like 200,000 Bitcoin left. Their Bitcoin's nearly gone, guys. That's even a more scary story than I thought. Okay, so that's why I don't believe it is a coincidence that Coinbase is rolling out a wrapped Bitcoin token now. I mean, I think it's pretty coincidental. I mean, Coinbase's, you know, blockchain, this layer two that they have, the Base protocol, they've had this live for a while now. I don't know the exact dates. I believe it's for a year. Why are they rolling out wrapped Bitcoin now? Just as they've, you know, watched their Bitcoin on exchange half in the past 6 to 7 months. Pretty interesting. CB says that he doesn't approve Coinbase to call their product CBBTC. They should rename it to Trust Me Bro BTC. Love that. Trust me, bro. Do you think BlackRock would rug the world? They've already tried with their ESG nonsense. BlackRock has already tried to rug the world, forcing pension funds all around the world to buy trash. That's what an ESG mandate was. BlackRock was trying to mandate ESG investments all around the world. That's why we are so skeptical of what BlackRock is doing. I think rightly skeptical. Thinking about making a shitcoin called Trust Me Bro. You don't have to anymore, Robert. As CB said, Coinbase has already made it. CBBTC. Trust me, bro. We might dive into the details of CBBTC in a moment. Before I do, we've been talking a lot about Bitcoin ETFs. Again, reminder, you don't own Bitcoin unless you actually own one of these. It's a Bitcoin hardware wallet. Again, there's a ton of great Bitcoin-only hardware wallets, but I always recommend you guys to self-custody your Bitcoin. Go get any Bitcoin-only hardware wallet you own. And again, please, once you buy the Bitcoin hardware wallet, it's a big step for a lot of people. A lot of people say, okay, I'm going to spend $100, $200 on a hardware wallet. I'm good. I'm safe. But most people make the pivotal mistake of writing down their Bitcoin seed words on something like this. That's a piece of paper. And we should know that this is not generational wealth proof. You should not be putting a backup to your Bitcoin generational wealth on paper. I think I've spelled it out here. Your Bitcoin is not safe on me. Put me on titanium. Okay. That's my 12-word backup phrase. Again, if you're going to buy a hardware wallet, go the extra step. Okay. Go buy some titanium to put your Bitcoin backup words on. Your Bitcoin is not safe unless it is on this. Okay. This is life proof. This is fireproof. This is flood proof. These titanium plates from Stampseed are the industry standard when it comes to Bitcoin generational wealth storage. As you can see from this video right here, these puppies are slick. They survive fire. They survive floods. They survive acid. They're crush proof. They're fire resistant. These things are your Bitcoin backup storage. So again, we've talked a lot about self-custody today. Go and get yourself 15% off anything you want to buy from Stampseed with that promo code Luke15. He's linked in the live chat as well as down below. So again, let's BlackRock. Let's put a little bit of ribbon and maybe end the video with a little bit more speculation. Okay. What is going to happen when the amount of Bitcoin on Coinbase hits zero? What's going to happen in that hypothetical world? I don't know, but I think that's when we really need to be paying attention. I think that's when we're going to see the real price of Bitcoin. It's going to happen when Coinbase runs out of Bitcoin. Because all of a sudden, you're going to have people demanding that they want the Bitcoin that's owed to them. They're going to want to withdraw Bitcoin. And if Coinbase cannot give it to them, I think we're going to see some pretty interesting things. Based upon this chart right here from Coinbase, this is going to happen in another 7 months' time. If the data of 2024 continues forward, Coinbase has got no Bitcoin reserve on their exchange. Again, they've lost nearly 200,000 coins in the first 7 months of this year. Maybe by mid-2025 or this time next year, Coinbase might have no Bitcoin on their exchange. I think that is when you're going to want to be paying attention if you own Bitcoin on Coinbase. God forbid you don't. Please do not be the person who is potentially swimming without trunks on when that tide goes out. And that tide is going out and it is accelerating. You can see by this chart right here. Do not be caught swimming naked. A lot of people were caught swimming naked, trusting the $60 billion giant that the brilliant Sam Bankman-Fried created in 2022. Oh, you know, FTX, you know, Alameda, they're this regulated entity. No way could they be scamming me. When the tide went out, we found out. The boy with the curly hair was swimming naked. He was short selling 80,000 Bitcoin. Don't be another number. Don't be another statistic. Don't fall for the narrative that Coinbase and BlackRock is these highly regulated entities. Okay. The US Fed has seized your gold before in 1935, Executive Order 6102. They made gold illegal then. They stopped the dollar's convertibility to gold in 1971. Do not be so naive to think that these Bitcoin ETFs should be trusted. I think that's the message I want you guys to take away from today's video. With all that said, guys, enjoy the rest of your day. You might see me in another live stream later. And again, hope you enjoy your day. Take your Bitcoin custody a little bit more seriously. Take advantage of that 15% discount of anything you want to buy from Stampseed, Luke 15.